Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Go to Alpine. Say good morning to Danny. Morning, Danny.
Hey there.
Danny, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio.
Bye, Tammy.
Danny, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, we'll get you $100 off her San Diego County Credit Union checking account money. SDCCU, nominate them best credit union in the UT Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/nominate. All right, Danny, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Yesterday, the entire show was lucky enough to catch a screening of Avengers Endgame. Amazing. One of the Avengers is the Hulk. Is the Hulk's real name Bruce Banner? Pete Davidson or Tony Stark?
Bruce Banner.
Ariana Grande's Coachella performance hit a sour note on Sunday, literally, when an audience member chucked a lemon at her while she was on stage hitting the singer in the chest. Who was the Coachella headliner last year who had a record named Lemonade?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Toby Keith announced that his next single is called That's Country, Bro. He calls it a quick sprint down a country icon heritage trail. Of the following, what is Toby's biggest selling song? Should Have Been a Cowboy, How Do You Like Me Now, or Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, The Angry American?
I'm going to go with Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
The Rock is all about Easter, and he had no problem spoiling his daughter's small toys, but he refuses to give them candy. What is The Rock's biggest grossing movie, meaning the movie that made the most money? Jumanji, Furious 7, or Moana?
Let's go with Moana.
And finally, Nicolas Cage was only married to Erica Koki for 4 days before he asked for an annulment, claiming fraud, plus the fact he didn't have the ability to recognize the full impact of his actions, meaning he was hammered. Well, Erica doesn't think he deserves an annulment. She's cool with a divorce, though, specifically one where she gets spousal support. Name the 2000 movie where Cage co-stars with Tia Leone as a man who experiences what his life might have been if he made a different decision earlier in his life.
I'm not sure about that one either.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Oh, Tay! All right. All right, Danny. I had confidence with you coming in. And you know what? Tammy's done this too. So let's not throw out the hope yet, but it's going to be difficult today. Tammy, Danny did 1 out of 5.
Okay. Ew. Danny, I've been playing like that lately, it seems so.
Tammy, yesterday, as you are aware, we were lucky enough to catch a screening of the Avengers Endgame. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm still just, I want everybody to see it so we can talk about it.
Right.
One of the Avengers is the Hulk. Is the Hulk's real name Bruce Banner, Pete Davidson, or Tony Stark?
Bruce Banner.
Is correct. Remember what his name was on the TV show, The Hulk?
David Banner.
Why?
I don't know why.
Because TV executives didn't think people would believe a tough man named Bruce. Isn't that crazy?
Bruce sounds tougher than David, I think.
Anyway, Danny went with Bruce Banner. It's 1-1. Ariana Grande's Coachella performance hit a sour note on Sunday, literally, when an audience member chucked a lemon at her while she was on stage, hitting the singer in the chest. Jeez. Who was the Coachella headliner last year who had a record named Lemonade?
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Just watched that Netflix special on that performance last night. Pretty impressive, man. Mm-hmm. What a well-oiled machine that was. Mm-hmm. Danny did not know, so it's 2-1 Tammy. Tammy, Toby Keith announced that his next single is called That's Country, Bro. He calls it a quick sprint down a country icon heritage trail. Looking forward to hearing it at the San Diego County Fair.
Right.
Of the following, what is Toby's biggest selling song? Is it Should Have Been a Cowboy, How Do You Like Me Now, or Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue?
Biggest selling.
Biggest selling.
I mean, people buy it. Well, the oldest is Should Have Been a Cowboy. I'm just going to go with that because it's been around the longest.
That's right.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride.
also the biggest song in the 90s. Did you know that? Was Should Have Been a Cowboy?
Yeah, it's so good we still play it.
All right. Danny went with Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, the Angry American. So now it's 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, the Rock is all about Easter. He has no problem spoiling his daughters with small toys, but refused to give them candy.
Okay.
What is The Rock's biggest grossing movie, meaning the movie that made the most money? Jumanji, Furious 7, or Moana?
Oh, man.
It's a tough one.
That's a really tough one. You know what? Just Furious.
They're dumb. They make no sense. And they are money machines. Those Furious movies are correct. That's his biggest of all his movies.
Wow.
That movie is the biggest grossing. Furious 7. All right, Danny went with Moana. So now it's 4-1, Tammy. Tammy, this is I'm impressed. This is good. This is hard today. Finally, Nick Cage was only married to his ex-wife, Erica Koike, for 4 days before he asked for an annulment, claiming fraud, plus the fact that he didn't have the ability to recognize the full impact of his actions, meaning he was hammered. Well, Erica doesn't think he deserves an annulment because she's cool with a divorce and spousal support.
Yeah.
After 4 days of a joke marriage. Name the 2000 movie where Cage co-stars with Tia Leone as a man who experiences what life might have been like if he had made a different decision earlier in his life.
Oh, I've seen that. But I always get it mixed up with another title, whether it's The Weatherman or something else, because I've seen that movie. I'm going to go with The Weatherman, but I think I'm wrong.
It is wrong. That is also a Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah.
You're thinking of The Family Man.
Family Man.
Is the right answer. Danny could not come up with it. So today, Tammy wins pretty handily, a score of 4-1. Danny, you're not going to get Tammy's money, but we can't let you leave here empty-handed. We'd be terrible hosts if we did that.
We are going to set you up with a pair of tickets to go to Gator by the Bay. It's the largest, most authentic Louisiana-themed music and food festival. It happens May 9th through the 12th on the beautiful San Diego Bay.
Awesome.
Enjoy that, Danny.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, before you leave, though, we do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Candy and Alpine. Nice luck out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.